producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Day here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Ooh, I can play along.
Seven after the hour on the Good Day program. Make sure your arms are working well. Keep them strong. Your legs as well, because your health will deteriorate rapidly if you don't have strong arms and strong legs. Strong back, strong mind. All of those things are related. I'm Doug Steffen. I have a strong back and a strong mind. I hope I will continue to have both strong arms. All of the things that are necessary for me to do the calisthenics of the mind and the body here on the radio every day for 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on how I've done the night before in terms of rest. Some nights are better than others, Richie. You know that.
I hear you there, brother.
Rich McFadden is on the scene at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com and forward. Before, wait a minute. How about do Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I was just looking at the thoughts and quotes of the day.
Yeah, what you got for us?
Because they're mind expanding. Oprah said, quote, they didn't know what was going on. Explaining when she would give away a car, that you actually would get a car.
You get a car.
You get a car. Yeah, you get a car. Right, exactly. Clarifying the price. She doesn't still do that, though, I don't think, does she? That was part of the Oprah program.
Yeah, no, that's over.
I don't understand why they took that show off. That was a good program. It had good ratings, and she's trying to do some of the same sorts of things with her own network. Pardon the pun, the OWN network is the OWN, it's called the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN. But there's something, I don't know, something about what's there.
Well, I mean, you don't see her on, what was it, ABC?
Yeah, no,
she was on
ABC thing.
Every day, she's deep in the cable channel, so it's a little bit out of sight, out of mind, but
Somewhere.
I mean, she's absolutely a force.
Are you kidding? Yeah. With all the things, the magazines. She's now teamed up with Deepak Chopra to do meditations that are quite provocative, actually. They're quite helpful. Yeah, you can check them out. They're on her website, and I think Deepak Chopra's website as well. Our thought of the day today comes from Goldie Hawn, who, believe it or not, is 70 years old.
Good for her.
Birthday this weekend. Goldie Hawn, 70 years old. She's still with
Kurt Russell.
I believe they are. Yeah, I think they are.
I think so.
Yep. So she said, quote, the only thing that'll make you happy is being happy with who you are and not who people think you are.
Yep.
You know how hard it is sometimes to be defined by who you are with and not by who you are yourself? I find this sometimes distracting and distressing because, you know, everybody goes through certain things in life. And if you're partnered with someone, most of the time you don't really have anything to do with what's going on with him or her. There's a chemical thing. There's an astrological thing. There are a lot of effects that oftentimes you have no sway over one way or another. It just is the way it is. And it's the hardest thing for people to do, to step aside or step away from what's going on and realize that you're not the cause, nor are you the effect. What you are is you're there. The other person is going through whatever he or she is going through, and it's brought about by lots of different things that many times we don't even begin to understand. And we don't talk about them, so they become burrs in the side of relationships. If you don't talk stuff out, if you don't get to the heart of whatever it is, and realize whether whatever is being said is right or wrong, but still it's there, then you have a pretty unhappy life, I think. If you let your life be determined by what others either say to you, think of you, or do with you, you're doomed. And I am the person who is the poster boy for that, because I spent a lot of my life trying to make other people happy or do what I thought other people wanted me to do and not being true to myself. And it may sound strange to hear that from somebody like me, who seems to have had a strong, definitive career on the radio. But there are a lot of things behind the scenes that have brought me to a point where sometimes I get either phenomenally frustrated, I may get angry, I may get just sad about the realities, but I don't have any control over them. And that's what really this is all about. It's all about control. You can only control you. And that's why I say when it comes to things like whether it's relationships or your health, it's not up to Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, Dr. Ron, other people that I have on this program, or whoever your doctor is, to make you well or to even know what's going on in your body unless you ask them. It's your job to know what's going on with you. You're the one who will suffer or who will enjoy the benefits that you sow from understanding what's going on, whether it's in your head or whether it's in your body. And nobody else really, I know Meredith said this to me once and it was profound. You never really, she said, we were talking about how we knew each other, whether we knew each other well. And she looked at me, she said, do you really think you know, do you ever get to know somebody else really? And I was kidding myself for all these years, thinking, oh, yeah, I know who that person is. Yeah, maybe you do to a point because you can study sort of the exterior, but you don't can really know what's going on in their mind all the time. And maybe you shouldn't.
You know what? As much time as you and I and Ken spend together every day.
Yep.
There are, you know, 18 hours of the day where we aren't together.
Yep.
Where we have no idea what the other one is really doing.
Yep.
But when you get into a spouse, kids, you know, I think my wife and I know each other pretty well.
Well, yeah, but in this circumstance, you know yourself now because you've been with each other. Can you predict what she will be like in the future? And is it necessary even? Do you have to be sort of, you know, my philosophy is in the now with the influence I've gotten from Eckhart Tolle. I think that it's now.
I don't ever think about what she's going to be like in the future. I just think about what I think about what we are going to be like in the future.
Yeah.
But
and you have a good thought about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Kenny, what about you?
I don't pretend to. Lisa told me that it's a woman's provocative to change.
Prerogative.
So, yes, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Audible typo.
Yeah.
She says, so as soon as they think you know
right
what they're going to do, what they're going to think, what they're going to say, they shift.
Does it cause you to feel insecure in your relationship knowing that that's the way she thinks? Or do you feel secure enough in the love that she has for you that it won't make any difference what she thinks?
No. Mm-hmm. I think the shifts are little things. What her favorite soup is, what kind of sandwich she wants, what shows she might want to watch. I don't think it's a big thing like, I don't want you here anymore.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I think that's what goes on with some people. They confuse the two, and they're very different.
And you cannot sit there and go, oh, my God, what if in 10 years she doesn't like me anymore?
Yeah. What if in 10 minutes she doesn't like me?
Right, yeah, you drive yourself crazy.
10 days, 10 weeks, right. 10 months, yep.
Why do that to you?
Are we saying that as men, or is this a universal? Do women think the same way?
No, they do not.
They want to know. What the next, I think some do and some don't. Maybe want to know what the next 10 minutes, the next 10 years. It depends on, again, whether you grasp the power.
If you sit here and try and figure out what they're thinking, again, you'll drive yourself crazy.
I know, so let's stop.
Yeah.
I drive myself any crazier than I am.
It's a bad place, man.
14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I can tell you one thing for sure. Neo 40 will help lower blood pressure. If you have pre-hypertension, the doctor has told you got to get your blood pressure down, then my friends, you need to call this number right now to get on the program with Super Beats and Neo 40, come from the same company, manufactured in this country, made with Super Beats, non-GMO Super Beats. Beets are great. Pickle beets, love them. Beet juice, not so much. But this is not the juice that we're talking about that comes in the form of a Super Beets mix. It's a powdery substance. They've come up with a patented system. They dry the beets after they cook them, and then they make a powder, a dust out of them, and they send them to you in a canister. You take a teaspoon of the Supreme, put it in a glass of water, drink it, and voila, you have new energy, new enthusiasm for the day. Maybe you've had a slow morning and you want to do something to pick yourself up. This is the perfect way to do it. More stamina, more energy, more awareness, because what Neo 40 does quickly is give you a shot of, it's not adrenaline, it has nothing to do with adrenaline. It has to do with getting the blood, the natural fluids in your body, to move through your muscles, through your brain, into all your organs, everywhere, so that you have this, you're awake and alive. That's what you feel like. Quickly. Not a cup of coffee, not anything that's going to be negative. It's all natural, perfect for you. It's a healthy program. And right now, if you call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com, you can buy two boxes of Neo 40, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, get the book about nitric oxide so you can understand how to test your saliva, and you'll get the saliva testing strips as well. So you'll see how much nitric oxide is in your system, enough to keep the arteries open and the blood flowing and to get your blood. If you have high blood pressure, this will get it down. If you don't, this will keep it where it is. That's the secret of this wonderful product. So, again, the solution to the problem of fixing your energies by calling 800-655-4183. Again, or go to DougLikesBeats.com, 800-655-4183.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electric this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
What
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three in the living room. Yeah, I'm gonna be lonely.
Three.
For today, 888-302-3684 gets through to us as we play three songs by different artistos that have something in common. They were used for a purpose which you have to determine, and then you'll dial us at 888-302-3684. Tell us what they have in common to put yourself into the Doug Steffen Hall of Fame.
Can I give a clue?
Yeah.
Ladies, this one's for you.
Okay. First song in the triumvirate is a Jeff Healey Band song called Roadhouse Blues, a remake that did well on the rock charts near the end of 1989, originally recorded and released by The Doors back in 1970. The song is covered by a lot of people. Blue Oyster Cult. Let's say it again one more time. Blue Oyster Cult. Creed and the Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, I'd love to hear that version. I've never heard it.
All right. So Roadhouse Blues, the first song in our three. You tell us what all three of these songs have in common. Second tune from the Righteous Bros. Most played song on the radio in the history of the medium. More times played on the air than any other song ever recorded. This song by the two of them, Bill Medley.
That was a long and winding road.
No.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, that's it. I'm sorry.
No. This is it.
It's one of those songs.
Had been a hit before the movie it was in, but then it sort of, as happens oftentimes, gets revived. 1965, first time around, 1991, second time around. That's the third song. Bill Medley, who was one of the Righteous Bros, and Jennifer Warnes, I've had the time of my life. Number one from this week in 1987.
Here's your gimme.
What?
This song is the gimme.
Yeah. might have gotten it in the second chapter here, too.
I got it on the first song.
No, oh, because you're so smart.
Well, no, that's just the one I identify with this topic.
All right, ladies, Richie said that was your clue. Ladies.
Ladies. This one's for you.
Roadhouse Blues by the Jeff Healy Band. What's the matter with my band and blend today?
And guys, if you call in with the answer, you better say your wife shouted it out. Although I got it right away.
In order to keep your man card.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. So Roadhouse Blues by the Jeff Healy Band. Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. And I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. If Jennifer were here, she'd be all over this. And interestingly enough, we have more women who listen to this program in terms of the technical count than we do men. But so far, we're having a hard time pulling this out of the people who are calling, trying to figure out what it is that keeps these tunes together. Let's see how good we can make it work here. As I move my left hand over to the magic wand, Richie, you always love it when I call it the magic wand. Ah, here's Tommy in Texas. Hi, Tommy in Texas. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. You punching your man card yet?
I'm not gay, but it's Patrick Swayze.
These are all Patrick Swayze movies. You are correct, sir. Yes, they are.
God bless his soul. He was a good actor.
He was a good actor.
He
was a terrible actor, but he had great movies and he was very likable.
Well, yeah.
And he had a mullet haircut. We love mullets down here.
Oh, really? All right. That's good to know, Tommy. Hold on just a second. Aren't they remaking Roadhouse Blues with Ronda Rousey or something?
I think they are. Roadhouse and Ghost and Dirty Dancing.
28 After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to a local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes you feel lucky. Sometimes you feel smart. Sometimes you feel good. Hopefully all those things are going on. It's Friday, after all. Friday, November 20th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I are here working through things like the House vote yesterday. Told Syrian and Iraqi refugees to stop in the name of love or stop in the name of security or just plain stop. House lawmakers passing this bill with, actually, look at the votes, both parties. This bill overhauls security screenings for Syrian and Iraqi refugees that are coming into our country. It also hits the pause button on anybody who's already been cleared to come over here. Right now, the U.S. spends up to 2 years screening these refugees through background checks and fingerprinting and interviews, that kind of stuff. And
background checks based on what, though?
That's the question of the day, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
The question
based
of the
on
day.
The information that they give you.
Uh-huh. Right now, the U.S. Says that the important thing is to just like take a deep breath, in essence. The bill goes further, requires the heads of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the National Intelligence Bureau to sign off on every single one.
And the vote was pretty sweeping. It was 289 to 137,
right,
with 47 Democrats joining
veto-proof
the 242 Republicans. So yep. President Obama said he would veto it.
Doesn't make any difference.
Can't do it.
Well, he can, but it won't make any difference because they'll override him,
right,
and veto. So why is this going on? Why the focus on this? One of the suspects in the Paris attacks may have come into the European Union posing as a Syrian refugee. And that is making a lot of people all over, certainly on both sides of the pond, question whether the European Union needs to tighten up security there as it deals with all of the migrants and the refugees coming from the problems in the Middle East. One more reason to get rid of ISIM. Supporters say the bill is needed to keep the country safe. Critics say the vast majority of refugees are non-violent. What does that mean, the vast majority? All it takes is one.
Right.
This is foolish. representation.
I mean, let's just get our stuff together so that we can bring the refugees here, but know who we're bringing in while we're doing it.
Right.
I don't think anybody really wants to stop. Well, I'm sure there are, actually. Them from coming. We just want to make sure that we've done the due diligence, that we know who's coming in and where they're going.
Well,
and that they're actually who they say they are.
Every day there's another crazy turn of events.
Yeah.
This morning in Bamako, which is the capital of Mali, some gunmen took 170 people hostage at a Radisson Hotel. This has been another country taken over by Islamic extremists. The country is a former French colony. The coup caused France to send troops there to fight the extremists. Most of the people being held hostage are foreign. So here it is. Again, yet another circumstance in which we find ourselves confronted with or by things that, you know, are really... They get us into the mood of being pretty anti-Muslim. So I'm going to pass along to you an email that I got yesterday from a fellow who actually lives across the street from me on my farm. I can just barely see his house. I look out the front window because I'm a long way off the road. His name is Kayed Khalil. He was on this program once a couple of years ago because he had written some children's books that were quite nice, and I thought it would be nice to tout them and have him on, because he has a lot to say. Very nice man. We've been entertained at his home, had lunch, brunch. I remember last summer we went over there and had a very nice visit with him and his family and friends. So he's the only person I know of in the neighborhood who's a Muslim. And he's a chiropractor, well-known in town, basic, down, works hard kind of a guy. Came over to this country when he was quite young. So he wrote some thoughts, and I thought I would pass along some of them to you so that you can hear. We're always talking about where are all the Muslim good guys and why aren't there more people protesting what the bad guys who are Muslim are doing.
So this guy, being a Muslim,
yes,
knows you do a radio program.
Yes.
Reached out to you,
yes,
with his thoughts.
Yes.
Okay.
And I actually invited him to come on the program. He wasn't available this morning, but I thought this note went well with what we were just talking about, frankly. So here's what he wrote. I write these thoughts with the heaviness in my heart because of the widespread dread, anguish, and suffering of people of goodwill in different countries due to the actions of the Muslim extremists. Also, the more I see the problems being experienced by Muslim people around the world who are being misjudged by people who inaccurately link them with these groups, I feel anxious, and those I love, those I know, and many others I know will be discriminated against because of terrorists doing these horrendous things. Since we are known by what we are called, names are very important. Some might say that it's only a name. Others might say, what's in a name? Which is precisely that of my third children's book, designed to teach about the names the children get and the power the names bestow. That's an interesting idea, actually. A good idea for a book. But meanwhile, back, this is my neighbor who's a Muslim, who's talking about or writing about what is going on in the Middle East. In a larger sphere, names also need to be selected to identify a group, even one that is destructive by its very nature. Currently, one through aggression, terror, and violence is attempting to barbarically force people to live by the tenets of their interpretation of religious precepts. Why do we continue calling this extremist terrorist group that has hijacked Islam and terrorized Muslims, not just in Syria, Iraq, and now in Lebanon, as well as non-Muslims in France and the West? Why do we call them what we call them? We call them the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant. By doing that, we're implying that all Muslims share this distorted thinking, which is not true or accurate. The vast majority of Muslims find it appalling and are opposed to it. Also, he continues to write, since the terrorist group is not a state, we are unwittingly honoring it by saying that they are a legitimate entity. We play into the hands of their leaders by giving it what it is seeking, merely the recognition of a state. It is not. It is a highly dangerous terrorist group of thugs. Why do we persist in elevating its status with these labels when no Muslim country around the world calls itself an Islamic state? We need to draw a line that differentiates between those who identify as Muslims and those who do things I and most Muslims feel evil and are inexcusable. Most of, if not all, Muslim countries and Muslims around the world call it Daesh. This is the word that we were talking about, trying to find what the right meaning is. D-A-E-S-H. The name is a translation of the Arabic acronym for Islamic State in Iraq or Syria. The Arabic is of for these names. Al-Dawala, Al-Islamia, Fil-A-Iraq, Wa-Al-Sham. Sounds similar to the Arabic word Daes, one who tramples and crushes, and Daz, one who spreads disharmony. Also, Daesh means a group of bigots who impose their will on others. That's why, Richie, you said they don't like to be called Daesh because of what it means. This is the first time I've gotten a real definition.
I'm only sure to pronounce Dash, so I'm not sure.
D-A-E-S. The E could be the A long.
Yeah, but I know they don't like it.
No, no, they don't like it at all. Since it has negative connotation, this terrorist group punishes anybody who uses the term. So let's call it what it is. It's Daesh, Dash. D-A-E-S-H, or come up with another name that does not drag me and other Muslims in America, Europe, and around the world through the mud and leads to our rights being abrogated by associating us with a terrorist group that has killed more Muslims than those of any other religion. Muslims in this country are as American as anybody who came from other parts of the world. The God that I know and that we all share is loving, compassionate, forgiving, peaceful, generous, and kind. Let us act in those ways with one another to make this world a better place. That's Kayed Khalil, who is my neighbor and a prominent Muslim in this town. I can't tell you that I know there are a dozen Muslims who live in this community. Not for any particular reason. There are more now than I don't remember there ever being any Muslims in town until the last four or five. Well, no, he's been around for 10 or 12 years. What do you think as you listen to that?
I look up the word
Daesh.
Uh-huh. And the first article I come upon, want to drive a terrorist into a frenzy? Try calling him the D word.
There you go.
Apparently,
like the N word to them.
Yeah. Apparently the French president, President Obama, and Secretary Kerry, and the French foreign minister have all been using the word in the past week, and it drives these guys nuts. So that's our new official term.
Daesh.
Now I just need to confirm the.
So instead of calling him ISIS, let's just call him Daesh.
Daesh, right? Dash.
Okay, or Dash.
Let me figure that part.
Figure out that part, will you please? Yeah. All right, 46. I'm sorry, 44. What?
Daesh. Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see if we can keep pronouncing it the correct way and not refer to them as ISIS or ISIL or even ISIM anymore. Daesh. Sounds like something that Arnold Schwarzenegger would say. Daesh. All right, Richie, we've done a good job here. Kenny, you got it? Daesh. All right. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th Gen Core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th generation Intel Core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
There was 57 channels. All you need is one on the radio. That's this one. And maybe a few good ones on TV. Although, it's hard to find consistent stuff on TV. I find myself, when I'm watching television, the most time we spend is either watching CBS programs or Amazon. We go to some of the old things that are on Amazon.
How about NBC and Fox a lot? Yeah.
The Lion King franchise...
The movies, yeah.
Yep. Disney. Now, apparently, is going to be a television project on Disney. Now, this is a movie that was made in 1994. And then in 98, they had a home video sequel to it. And now they're going to bring it into bring it from the stage and screen onto television. Does it work on television, I guess, is the question. It's so successful, the characters, the voices, the same voices, James Earl Jones.
This long.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a big franchise for them.
Oh, yeah. Rob Lowe is Simba. Gabriel Union is Nala. And so this is going to be a television project. Supposedly is going to get going this Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern time on the Disney Channel. Your children watch the Disney Channel?
Well, I think this will probably be the younger Disney Channel.
Oh, they have two?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really?
Disney XD, I think it is.
Oh, really? And I didn't know that.
So there's the one for the little kids, which will, I'm assuming this one will be on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the one for the, you know, kind of 8 to 13-year-olds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With the live-action stuff.
Huh.
And kind of like the one you would actually like Disney XD with the live-action shows because it's really they're taking the sitcom philosophy from the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And they do a lot of those. It's a lot of fun sitcoms.
Speaking of sitcoms, Kelsey Grammer is going to return to Finding Neverland as Captain Hook. He is going to rejoin Matthew Morrison from Glee in a musical that will start January 19th on Broadway.
Great role for him.
Is that?
He would be great in that.
Hmm? Yeah. He's a lot broader than you think he is, I think, in terms of acting. Kind of typecast there for a long time as the Doctor. Lily James is going to return for the final Downton Abbey episode. If you don't remember her, she was Cinderella, actually. That's the name of the character she played. I find this program to be... I don't have to display my man card when I talk about Downton Abbey. I think it's a superb program.
Never seen it.
The stories are great. I only watch it on the plane, but I will tell you, there is not one unlikable character. I mean, well, maybe that's not true. There are a couple of unlikable characters, but the actors who play them are superb. All English character actors, and some of them are now, because of the notoriety, Downton Abbey, been able to pick up and do different things. The lady that plays the daughter actually has her own band.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's very, very cool. Anyways, I find that show to be of great value, frankly. ABC is developing new shows. They're trying to figure out what to put on primetime. So they're using Watch ABC, which apparently is a website and also a place where they have used shows in the past just to test them out there. Original series for their effort. Watch ABC is what it's called. 51 after the hour.
Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Some questions about some of the things that are important as you get to the airport, spend time at the airport, you travel, and you get stuck. In fact, because there's a large uptick in the number of people traveling this year by air for the holidays. So we have Pauline Frommer here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, to discuss and help you with some of the elements that are part of the traveling experience coming up next year on Good Day.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, Pauline Frommer is here, an award-winning writer. She and her father, Arthur, have been traveling and writing about travel, famous people around the world. Frommers.com, the website, Frommers Travel Guide, an important thing for you to check out. The focus on the Middle East and Europe and travel in general has people a little jittery. The essence of what you do when you're at the airport is something that a lot of the people stew. They say, well, okay, my flight's late. Why? Yeah, because they don't understand travel particularly. Most of the people who travel don't travel as much as you do. I am a traveler, so it doesn't much bother me. Nothing does. But I do become a little, I guess, I become not unglued, but I become unhappy when I'm around people who don't know what to make of certain things that are part of the traveling routine, right? The number of people that are traveling.
Yeah, and you know, that's going to happen much more often over the holiday period because you have so many people who have never been through a security line before or haven't for a couple of years. And so they're wearing massive belt buckles and they don't need know they have to take off their shoes. So for the holiday season in particular, they're expecting record numbers, 25.3 million people flying, especially on November 25th, 29th, and 30th. Those are going to be the ugliest days.
Wednesday,
so you want to give
Sunday,
yourself
Monday.
Extra time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
give yourself extra time at the airport.
What are you seeing or experiencing because of what's happened in the last week or so to the so-called enhanced security measures at the airport? Will this slow people down? Is this something that's part of the new experience, or will we even notice that there's a change?
Well, I think if you're flying over the holidays, you're going to notice that it's more crowded and more difficult to get through. In terms of the enhanced security procedures, luckily, right before this happened, the TSA made some changes to how they were dealing with flyers who have those pre-check folks.
Right.
They're expanding that program. There are a lot more people in it.
Yeah.
And so that was just luck. That they didn't see this coming down the road. So they're putting in enhanced security procedures, but because they're dealing with a large group of travelers who've been pre-checked in a better way, I think the impact of that isn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, I find myself, most of the time I'm in TSA pre-check, and it is much easier. I'm a big complainer about the TSA. I think they're horribly run and nonsensical, bunch of nincompoops, most of them.
Well, they're mostly underfunded, too. It's hard to get good people when you don't give them any money.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not going to get people of a high education when you pay that little.
No. And so
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right, it is. It's a conundrum here. And whether we need as much security, the general rule of thumb when people, the old story about the grandmother who is harassed by some TSA agent or some young person that you know isn't a part of anything, it becomes more annoying than anything else. So you'd like to think that they could make it better, and let's keep our fingers crossed for that. All right, so check out the advice you get at Fromers.com. And if you're interested in some of the places to go to visit next year, they've listed them in the Fromers Travel Guide, Great Places to Go, the top 20 places to go in 2016.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.